Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, October 21st, 2019. 60 years ago today, the Guggenheim Museum was opened in New York City. After a tough struggle, the Berlin government coalition agreed on a rent cap this past Friday. It stipulates that rents will be frozen retroactively from June 18th of this year. In addition, they may not be more than 20% above the comparative rents in the future. This is based on the rent index of 2013, plus 13.4%, corresponding to the increased income in the city since then. In addition, there are premiums or discounts for the location of an apartment. Excessive rents may be reduced to the comparative rent upon request. However, this regulation only applies 9 months after the law comes into force, because 200 jobs need to be filled in the Urban Development Administration first to cover the workload. The districts will receive an additional 50 employees. From 2022, landlords will have the right to increase rents by 1.3% per year. This is intended to cushion losses caused by inflation. Modernizations can be claimed in advance with 1 euro per square meter of living space, but not for luxury renovations. If an owner wants to do more, they have to get approval from the administration, and there will also be additional state and federal subsidy programs. There are special exceptions for cooperatives. Because leases often exist for decades, the initial value for a new lease are often very low, so there is greater scope for rent increases. In the case of new lettings, the pre-rent generally applies. If it's higher than the comparative values, the rent table based on 2013 will apply. Initial reactions to the rent cap were cautious to critical. Beatrice Kramm, president of the Chamber of Industry and Commerce, stressed that, quote, "The rent cap still does not create a single new apartment. The district offices will continue to have to pay for the bureaucratic requirements, and the legal uncertainties for landlords and tenants will remain." CDU leader Kai Wegner even spoke of a, quote, "dark day for the Berlin housing market." He fears that the rent cap will bring the renovation of the housing stock to a standstill and destroy countless jobs in crafts, medium-sized businesses, and the construction industry. For more details on the coalition agreement, follow the link in our show notes. The Berlin State Criminal Police Office has arrested a man on suspicion of serious fraud during a search of several apartments and businesses in Berlin and Brandenburg. Per reporting by RBB, the public prosecutor's office accuses the 67-year-old man in several cases of art fraud. The man had sold paintings and received millions of euros in payments for them, but the buyers had never received the promised high-quality works of art. Police searched 5 private and business addresses in Berlin and 2 in Brandenburg, and officers seized assets of the suspected fraudster. He was arrested in Charlottenburg and brought before a magistrate on Thursday afternoon, who issued an arrest warrant with mercy. According to the warrant, the suspected fraudster is allowed to move freely but must report regularly to an office. In addition to serious fraud, he is also suspected of forging documents. Investigations by the Public Prosecutor's Office and the Berlin State Criminal Police Office have been ongoing since August. The dates for the long school holidays are different in the federal states of Germany. Many, including Berlin, send their students and teachers on long holidays in June, and Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria are always last. What sounds like a formality, after all the duration is 6.5 weeks everywhere, is seen as an unequal treatment by the early states. Berlin now wants to change that, but it has not been determined that the initiative will be successful. Political perseverance, the obligation to reach an amicable agreement, and the lobbying activities of the holiday industry stand in the way. It's something like an attack by the North on the holiday grounds of the South, which Education Senator Sandra Schiris of the SPD was leading at the Conference of Ministers of Education and Cultural Affairs, or KMK, in the KMK Secretariat in Mitte. Schiris, together with her Hamburg colleague Thies Rabe, made a proposal during last week's conference that would change the summer holiday system starting in 2025. The holidays are to take place only between July 1st and September 10th in an attempt to become easier to plan. According to a spokesman for Senator Schiris, it is not a question of abandoning the staggered holiday regulations, as nobody wants standard holidays, as they are common in France or Spain, for example. In fact, they want, quote, several variants of regional differentiation to be examined, with or without rotation. The system has determined the dates for 2020 to 2024. Every federal state, with the exception of Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria, is one of the early holiday starters at times, and the middle ones at others. This means that in Berlin, the summer holidays will start on the 25th of June in 2020, the 24th of June in 2021, and the 7th of July in 2022. Compared to that, in the South, holidays always start late July or early August. The northern states argued that this change always complicates the planning of the second half of the school year. After all, an early start to the holiday season means less time preparing for exams. In particular with the Abitur, which is to be comparable among the states, the differences are large. The two southern states so far have been excluded from this ruling because both were once agriculturally structured. The children were to help with the harvest and not sit in school at that time. Today, Baden-Württemberg and Bavaria are primarily industrial locations, so there's no longer any need for consideration from the rest of the republic. The support for Schiris is correspondingly broad. All SPD-governed states are in favor, and several Berlin parent and teacher committees approve as well. Even Dirk Stettner, education policy spokesman for the Berlin CDU, agrees to reorganizing the holidays, but he is far from taking Schiris's side, stating, quote, "We have more important tasks to solve before we turn to the conference. In fact, it's not because of the holiday regulations that Berlin's school performance is still the worst of all the states, but because of a lack of school spaces, sufficiently educated teachers, and sensible language training for children before they go to school." According to Stettner, Mrs. Schiris and her Senate should concentrate on this. Ingrid Hartges, managing director of the Federal Association of German Hotels and Restaurants, considers the initiative to be wrong for obvious reasons. The holiday corridor would decrease from 85 days to 72 days and impact business. Hartges also warns of traffic jams, fully booked destinations, and ultimately to rising prices due to the shortening. At the conference in Berlin, no agreement was achieved, and a decision is supposed to be made at the next Education and Culture Secretary meeting in December of 2020. According to the education union GEW, the controversial teacher reporting portal of the Berlin AFD, which was launched 1 year ago, has proved to be, quote, quite ineffective. Per GEW leader Tom Edman to the German press agency, quote, "The colleagues did not allow themselves to be intimidated. At least we are not aware of any cases." The AFD, on the other hand, considers the website on which students and parents can use a contact form to report critical statements by teachers about the AFD to be a success. Edman emphasized that the efforts of the AFD to suppress a critical debate in class, to denounce critics, and to instrumentalize pupils confirmed the undemocratic and authoritarian attitude of the party, and added that he believes the AFD is afraid of politically educated, free-thinking students and critical educators. Franz Kircher, education policy spokesman for the AFD, contradicted this, stating, quote, "The AFD is not concerned with denunciation, but with the restoration of a neutral school. The portal is a, quote, complete success story." Kircher spoke of sensitizing the public about, quote, "the agitation of left-wing teachers against the AFD in schools," and added that thousands of inquiries were processed and that in most cases it was possible to bring, quote, "conspicuous teachers to the table with angry pupils and parents to quickly solve the problems." According to GEW leader Erdmann, quote, the AFD represents discriminating, xenophobic, racist, sexist, misogynistic positions and tries to anchor them in the center of society. For this reason, teachers who take their task and school laws seriously are obliged to take a critical look at the positions of the AFD in class. The AFD reports about 36,000 hits on the portal, and around 7,000 users have contacted the parliamentary group. In 19 individual cases, the parliamentary group wrestled with all involved parties around a solution, in the sense of the neutral school, or is still in the process of their investigation. An integration of the Education Administration had not been necessary so far. The AFD had also set up such portals in other federal states, which had caused much indignation. One fear was that politically unpopular teachers could be condemned. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.